The question was asked, given that government policy seems to be such that the government releases people from prison who later on prove a threat to our national security, so then what does that mean? That what am I supposed to do to defend myself if the government isn't defending me? So I believe that when we have these discussions, then there are two approaches. There's the general approach that people take, which is to discuss the futility of the government's maneuvers and the government's policies, and then people are just venting their frustration with the government. And I don't see the point. I think that that's a waste of time. The person's frustrated. He wants to vent. Let him vent. But, you know, it's...
I agree. I'm just asking, is that a failure of doing...
Wait. But I didn't finish. This is a country where you could get a hold of the prime minister. The prime minister walks out of his house Shabbos afternoon, sees an old neighbor who's taking out the garbage and goes and helps him. True story. I heard it from a neighbor of his. You know, this is a country where you actually have access to the politicians. If a person really feels a certain way, then they can be proactive about it, saying, today you don't have to go out on the street and make a demonstration. Today you can write letters. Today the politicians are accessible. We had last year a law that came out that affected the education of millions of Jewish children. And the law wanted to expose them to Christian values and Christian concepts. And a few people got together and started fighting the law. And they were very, very successful. The law was repealed. Now, the government and the Minister of Education had a position. And you'd think it was already signed into law. They already had the program out there. People fought it. The Geir law. So it was fought tooth and nail, and then it passed. But it's not over yet. If people give up, it's over. I remember when the expulsion from Gush Katif was happening. So they kicked the people out of their homes. And I said, why are people going to sleep? People started mourning. I said, what are you mourning for? They said, what do you mean? They kicked the people out of their homes. I said, right. But they didn't give the Arabs the key yet. It's not over yet. The fight's not over. No one was willing to pick up the baton. No one was willing to come and fight. And I thought that was dead wrong. It's not over till it's over. And we saw that this past summer. And right now we have a similar situation with the Geir law, where if the public outcry is loud enough, things can still change, just like they changed with the law of the education, the summer education for the kids. Hey, the same is true in this realm as well. If we work to fight things, then they'll change. If we sit at home and vent, then they won't change. The fact that the government passed a law that you can shoot at someone who throws a rock at you is important. It wasn't that way in the past. The fact that the government said that anyone throwing a rock from a moving car is considered an attempted murder, that's a new law that came out in the last 2 years. That's an important law. And these things came from people who said, I'm not going to just vent, I'm going to try to change things. And over and over again, we see that, about a month ago, I was on a bus driving through Pisgat Zev on the highway called Uzi Narkis. And as we were riding by an Arab village, someone threw a rock at us, broke through the windshield, through the window, and came out and hit the bus. Thank God it just missed two passengers, hit a seat and flew back out. Like, it went in between two passengers, right? I was sitting across the aisle, and it flew in, hit the seat, flew back out, and didn't hit either passenger. Wow. You know, so that's like, okay, look at that and say, wow, right? Right away, people said, driver, keep driving. And I took out, once I realized what happened, I took out my cell phone and I called the police. But I didn't see everyone around me calling the police. Why? If you call the police, then there's a chance they'll catch whoever's throwing the rocks. And there's a chance that the next bus won't get a rock. If you don't call the police, then what you've basically said is, oh, the jails just have a revolving door and there's no reason I should fight this. So the fact that the government has certain policies, we can fight that on one level. The fact that someone threw a rock, we can fight that on another level. But when a person says, I won't do anything because it's futile, that's wrong. So we do have to do what's within our power to do, and each person has to decide what's within his power. Is the government fulfilling the concept of abal or gechash kimlo or go? That was your question. It's very tough to judge the government, because the government has to calculate many things. And it's very easy for us, who don't have to pay the repercussions, for us to sit here and say, the government should do A, B, or C. But in fact, when the Iron Dome is being funded by the United States, and when we're in the middle of war and we need ammunition, and the United States says no, and now the army's in a state where they don't have the ammunition they need to go to battle. So you can say, I don't need the United States, but then what are you going to put, what ammo are you putting in your weapons? I'm saying, you have to answer that question. You can't just say the state should run according to its own interests, ignore the United States, and you don't need them. But then what ammunition are you putting in your in your guns? I mean, at the end of the day,
a lot of Israeli ammunition.
Okay, I'm saying it's
France had an embargo in 73, like America stepped in.
I'm not saying that these solutions don't have resolutions. I'm saying that for us to sit on the sidelines and judge the government, I'm not sure that's fair. I am as frustrated or more frustrated than you are with what's going on, but I also know that I don't know what I would do if I were prime minister. I don't know, because I don't know his calculations. You know, he has to factor Iran, he has to factor many other things into his decisions how to deal with the Palestinians throwing rocks in Jerusalem. It's not just a question, how do I deal with them? So I don't know. Obviously, we would all like to see a better and more fair resolution here.